All right, everyone, this is the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're bringing you Vampirella Lives tonight. 100 pages. Of course, you know, we got done with Vampirella's untimely death, and then the awesome Draculon comic, and now we're going to get into Lives, which should be pretty cool. I wonder if she'll fight the Goddess of Chaos again. Anyway, let's get started. Oh, by the way, I've changed the resolution, so things might be a little more clear or something like that. Oh, wow. Okay. This was 2001, so we're moving up. It's only like 20 years ago, right? Okay. And the 25th anniversary special. Oh, Warren Ellis. I'll be damned. He's creeping up again. We did Transmetropolitan, and now he's writing Vampirella. I didn't even know this was his. So I'm definitely looking forward to this. Penciler, Amanda Connor. Inker, Jimmy Palmiotti. Letterer, Mike Delafine and Hugh Monahan. Colorist, Ruben Rude and Abel Mountain. I guess that's how you spell it. Or Moulton. And original editor is David Bogart. So, okay, let's go ahead and get it started and see what Warren Ellis has got to do with Vampirella. Vampirella Lives. Okay. Chapter 1, Vampirella Returns from the Grave. There's a woman who can kill you with her mouth. Well, I mean, some might be able to do that for sure. News for Whitechapel. Another quiet crit the city. Always a quiet night in Whitechapel. No. Something's different tonight. The Queen Hill Cemetery. You're still gorgeous, Sam, so why do you sleep in your office? Hate this thing. Like carrying a label saying I'm old. Here, if it happens, it happens here. Kirby. Wow. She looks more like Lady Death in that panel. My mother's dead. And of course they're saying everybody needs somebody to love. Okay, we get that. Where are we goddamn going? I've run out of goddamn snack food here. Things are gonna get pretty goddamn drastic here if I don't see some replenishment happening soon. Why is nobody goddamn listening to me? Cause your beef ain't original. Every goddamn time we go on a road trip, you shout. Where am I? Now you've gone and spoiled your entrance. The special effects, a single line about your mother? Very impressive, very dramatic. And then something so cornball as, where am I? I was hoping you'd be more interesting since you got me out of bed and all. Where am I? You're in the Queen Hill Cemetery in the city of Whitechapel, which is on the east coast of America. Is that complete enough? Next question. For my sins, I'm a psychic sensitive and I heard you coming. I see, which begs the question, why did I arrive here? What's that, a mausoleum? Ooh, excuse me. Oh, Lil's house. Some oil magnate from the 50s had that built. A shrine to Lilith, the biblical figure? Said she came to him every night for decades. His wife wasn't quite so impressed and had him cremated and scattered over a cesspool when he died. That's why. You're very knowledgeable about your city, mister. I've lived here all my life. My card. Samuel J. Featherlear, Natural Investigations? It's a living, particularly in Whitechapel. Now look, you've arrived, the nagging in the back of my head is gone, And all the excitement's over. I'm cold and I want to go home. Would you like to join me or do you have business here? No, not here. The city of Aldgate stands maybe 50 miles distant from Whitechapel. I say who gets their fix and I say when. Oh, Trey, come on. We can't hang in the back room forever. Him there is giving me hell, Pole. Blame him. Don't say those things to Trey, him. I told you I got this hungry arm. I'm saying it again. There's a woman who lives outside the world. That's it. I cannot possibly take my drugs when people are saying mad things. Aww. I tried to explain it. Can't say I didn't. Him. Hemorrhage is a fine actor. The junkies were happy to believe him one of them. But he's not. He's one of mine. He's a psychokinetic assassin, killing by making things move with his mind. He prefers to work with blood. Interesting. And he does have an artistic side to him. She loves me. I do. I am Mistress Nyx. I am of chaos. My lover, Emmerich, walks the earth, spreading chaos with his horrible loving deeds. The more terror and panic he works, the more chaos there is in the world. And so the more I feed. I will let him lay with me for a while, and then it's on to the next city. Whitechapel. I've never seen a city so dead at night. How long have I been gone from America? Ooh, that was the wrong voice for that. That's just Whitechapel. It's 1966. If that's a help, where have you been anyway? Hell. Ask a silly question. I'm so goddamn thirsty I could suck a herd of goddamn wildebeest dry. Crash! Ha 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 ha! Oh man, we killed the car! Luckily, we already killed the guy who owned it, else he would have died to see this. Hey, I think we just drove into a hooker's office here, guys. That sad old John's the best you can haul in, baby? You're for the cup! You're for hell! Oh, shit. Moron! These guys must be new in town. All the local vampires know to steer clear of me. But you're not a local vampire, are you, dear? My name is Vampirella. I'm a vampire, yes. It's always been my wish to feed on the blood of the bad and to try and protect the good in this world from its stain. Not long ago, I met a terrible woman who was almost my exact opposite. Mistress Nyx, she called herself. She exists to breed and feed on panic and horror. She persecuted me. She hunted down everything I loved and stamped on it. And then she killed me. And what happened when you died? I mean, obviously you found a ticket back. I found lies. I once believed myself a traveler from a planet named Draculon. All from Draculon were vampires nourished by natural rivers of blood. Lie. I am the daughter of Lilith, the first wife of Adam, cast out of Eden for refusing to submit to Adam. I was born and raised by Lilith in Eden, following Eve's own banishment. I had a woman told me that Lilith was in her house a few days ago. She's like, I am Lilith incarnate. I'm like, what? Also not quite true. A second after Nyx's spear killed me, I found myself elsewhere. It looked so much like the false memory of Draculon that I could have cried, but it was real. I found my mother there, and she told me that we stood by the shores of the River Styx in hell. When God threw her from Eden, she journeyed to the banks of the Styx, there to fornicate with demons. She gained power there. She bore children there, more than 100 each day, and set them upon earth to bedevil men. God came to punish her then. He killed 100 of her babies each day, forever. After an eon, Lilith sought redemption. She carried me to Eden and taught me well. But her other children, the vampires of Earth, were beyond her reach. My mother needs me to help her atone for her harrowing of mankind. I must hunt down my brothers and sisters, the vampires. Well, you've come to the right place. Vampires have always been attracted to Whitechapel, never been sure why. But how did you get back? Ring! It says you love Chinese food. SJ Fever year. Hello, Cutler. Now it's the crack of dawn, man. No, okay. Vampirella, it's okay. I can put this off. No, Sam, I need to think. You can find me at the mausoleum. Thank you. Oh, eldest son, it says. Ooh, I like that shadow work they did here. I mean, they have a... like, half of her face is completely covered in the dark. It's really good. Of course, I love this panel. The lighting is just really good on this book, I think. It's not as good as the painted stuff, but it's still pretty damn good. How did you come here? Until now, you could not die, Vampirella. As my daughter, you are nowhere near human. You are a mythological creature, as am I. You are a story, the embodiment of an idea, and ideas do not die. I cannot die? Could not. I often think God created me to rebel, to embody the idea of gynophobia, the fear of women. Really? But I brought you here to explain, my daughter. All the stories are ending. I've never heard of gynophobia before. Wow. The millennium comes, and I believe God has grown tired. Not so long ago, I saw Eden burning in the distance. Adam is gone. The world is ending, Vampirella, very slowly. God is closing down shop, if you like, ending the stories, the oldest ones, first. Soon, my love, he will come for me. When he does, this protection my motherhood gives you will vanish, and in a few years, we will all be gone. Will you continue to try and undo the hate I have done? Will you do it in my memory, my love? Of course. Then I return you to the earth with my undying love and thanks I... Mother! Mother! To be continued. Man, that is a hell of a panel. Almost has like an anime or, well, manga look to it in the face, right? Rip. Illustration. That's Joe Quesada and Jimmy Palmiotti. Okay. Again, I love that. Don't mind that, guys. I'm transferring some files. I guess something happened. We'll fix it. Chapter 2. Whitechapel is revealed. I can't sleep anymore. Yeah, I know what that's like. Eldest son. And there it is again. Joe Mama, Freak Boy, 22 Brides, Warren Loves Nikki, Underpants, okay? Fly? For a good time, call Wilma Dickfit. Oh, please tell me that's not what that says. It is what it says. Detective Cutler. All right. Fever year. What the hell happened at the Queen Hill Cemetery tonight? And don't jerk me around. I'm not in the mood. Nice to see you too, Cutler. Since you're the one who phoned me at the crack of dawn, perhaps you can tell me what happened. Correct. Perhaps the mythical Jerry Cutler, impervious to all corruption charges, might fill me in? Oh, shit. There was some bottom text. The legendary Sam Feveryear didn't hear a thing, huh? Okay, then he says, correct, perhaps the mythical Jerry Cutler, impervious to all corruption charges, might fill me in? I'm sorry, Sam, we can't operate our usual exchange of information today. What do you know about Whitechapel? I mean, really now. Okay. Oh. Ooh, let's try that one again. A little too fast on it. What do you know about Whitechapel? I mean, really know. Founded 150 years back, just a big chunk of desert until two itinerant millionaires decided they'd had enough of New York. What is this? Okay, know anything about a car crash on 22nd and Balham a few hours ago? Come on, you're wired into everything weird in this city. You must know something. No, nothing. I'm going home, Jerry. I know this city from way back when. And it was a weird little cesspool then, too. Cutler's up to something. I mean, he's a grabby little bastard. That's nothing new, but... later, Sam. Cope later. Go to sleep. Oh, what a complete cliche. I love it. Hee hee. Click. Oops. Did I trip something or... Ooh. All this under Whitechapel. Access through a mausoleum shrine devoted to my mother, Lilith. Hungry. Too much. Need blood and rest. And time to plan. Plan revenge. Nyx. Ugh! 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 Very good, my lover. My hemorrhage! Oh, wow. Yee! Okay, so they're getting it on. Oof, Mistress Nyx. Shh, I know you love me. You can do nothing else. You are my creature, Hemorrhage. I'm hungry. My allowing you to love me is not an unconditional thing, Hemorrhage. What did she just do? You have done well, my telekinetic creature. You really have. You kill people with their own blood, at random, and chaos spreads in the world. Chaos is my food, and I eat well these days. You must leave. Why? Where? Whitechapel, a city close to the last you visited. Something grows there. I can feel it. Whatever it is, I wish it is a meal. Go to Whitechapel and kill it for me. The streets are too busy. There's never this much traffic in Whitechapel at night. Hey, buddy, you're leaking brain juice on my coat. Can't you make your death thrash a bit more sedate? Oh no, look, that's pathetic. Jamming a finger in that hole is not going to save your life. All this traffic is new. Desert dust all over the cars. All these people in from the freeway. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Are you listening to me? Don't just slump there with your tongue on your chest. It's uncouth. Oh, you're dead. Oh well, not far to go now. Vampirella, are you still there? Tap, tap. Mr. Fever Year, please make it quick. I'm hungry enough to eat a housing project. I brought dinner. He's recently fed, just crack full of blood. He got greedy and I was forced to smack him in the brains. Is this what I'm reduced to? Taking stolen blood from the innards of other vampires? What the hell? I've come to ask a favor if I could. Men, buy a woman dinner and you think you can get anything. I've been asked some interesting questions by a cop who obviously had some of the answers himself. He wants to know about the car we saw last night. He asked what I really knew about Whitechapel. What do you know about Whitechapel? I mean, with your connection to Lilith, this old shrine being for Lilith. I found something out about this city. What does the policeman know? No idea. Then I shall raise the aspect of my mother, Lilith the Temptress, and find out. Vampirella slides across Whitechapel like a velveted hand. Below, men go still and quiet, their blood becoming quick and iron, veins growing hard. Ooh, I love this. This whole piece is awesome. Women smile or feel threatened, all for no reason. Some discover a hunger for something they can't name, lips peeling back from sharp teeth. The city fills with the sounds of animals mating in the dark. Adolescent boys sleep fitfully in dampening sheets, and young girls find strength in their dreams. Who are you? I'm the dreams you never tell anyone about, because they're dirty. Look at me, Detective Cutler. Take a long look. I need things from you, Detective Cutler. Secret things. Look at me. That's right. I want to know about this city. I want to know what you were hiding from Sam Feveryear. The city was founded by vampires. Oh, that's good. Look at me. Keep talking. For a purpose. Yes, you're afraid of me. You want to talk to me. To revive the oldest vampires. Whitechapel is a pen for humans. In the trunk of the car, relics of a very, very old vampire, eldest son of Lilith, delivered here. Great deal of blood needed to revive him. I was paid off. They let me live. Have to curtail police investigation into related events. Nothing allowed to distract Whitechapel's vampires from the work to come. Interested in the cemetery. Anything unusual could be a threat. You're very correct, Chalf. Sam, this is original, isn't it? Not that I'd want it for my front door. I know what this is. The vampires of Whitechapel never forgot Lilith. This is the entrance to their home, under Whitechapel. The vampires who attacked us last night were bringing the relics of a very old vampire here. The relics were gone from their car when the police found it. They have to be down here somewhere. They intend to revive the vampire. I have to get there first. I've never seen a vampire being revived. How do you do it? With blood, Sam. With lots and lots of blood. Oh. You know what worries me about this place? I'm wondering if it wasn't built first. Before Whitechapel. Your friend Cutler told me that Whitechapel is a pen for humans. You were never supposed to live here, Sam. You were supposed to die here. Light? Street light. Do you hear that? No, of course you don't. Too far away for your ears. Things opening up there. Blood. Holes opening up above us. Blood running down here. I don't want to think about how this is getting here. The streets of Whitechapel are slanted, aren't they? You've all been here too long to notice anymore. Slanted to let the blood run. To be concluded. Wow. Like this piece. Adam Hughes. Again, realistic art. I love it. Realism. Photorealism. It's pretty cool, too. Chapter 3, The Return of the Eldest Son. Doors spring open all over the city of Whitechapel in the dead of night. Drinkers crawl from the hidden entries, built into the city at its inception. They crawl into sleep, quiet rooms, steal sips from the human food in beds and cots, and drag the bleeding out into the streets. Whitechapel is a pen for humans. A city's worth of people are torn open over Whitechapel's slanted gutters. Blood is thicker than water, and so the gutters lay at a steeper angle than normal. A city's worth of blood courses down the special drains and moves underground. Underground where the rest of the city is. The human pens that look so much like houses are just the tip of Whitechapel. A city's worth of blood flows down into the secret guts of Whitechapel, where the eldest son awaits. Whitechapel is a pen for humans and something else. It is a city-sized device for the resurrection of vampires. The dry thing in the pit, its skin curled and brittle as autumn leaves, is known as the eldest son. The blood of a city is being given that he might live again. Welcome to Whitechapel. Hemorrhage, the psychokinetic who kills people with their own blood, steps from chaos to Whitechapel. His body, still wet from the vicious kisses of his owner, Mistress Nyx, tenses at a heavy scent in the air. He's here to spread chaos in Whitechapel. From the copper stink in the air, someone started his job for him. For chaos feeds his owner, she who murdered Vampirella. But Vampirella is not dead. Something's changed. Is this your psychic sensitivity to your city, Sam, or are you just stating the bloody obvious? Funny. It's difficult to filter it through. What's going on up there? It's a psychic talent just arrived. A psychokinetic. A killer. Hemorrhage. First things first, Sam. We have to pick our way down to the bottom of this place, find the relics of the eldest son, and then we go back above, for my murderer's pet has only just arrived in Whitechapel. Too late. They finished up there. No more blood left. They're coming down. Move! Over there, I think I see. No more blood. Everybody in Whitechapel is dead. Every human but you. And if you don't move, they'll smell you and go for a perfect score. It's all done now. The city is empty of blood. Every drop of human life is now trickling down the pipes and gutters of the Whitechapel, below Whitechapel. They rush downstairs like children at Christmas to see what present their good behavior and excitement has bought them. Well, I mean, it's a Christmas story, right? Their hearts do not hammer, their lungs do not heave, but their ugly animal brains spark with bad electricity. So many of you, all for nothing. I am the eldest son of Lilith, our mother. I am a vampire, and I bring you horror! Oh, my family, you don't understand, do you? How could you, my darlings? When we are broken by sunlight or stake, we go to hell. Some of you have been there. Mother Lilith loves all her children in her way, and made it so. We wait on the hot plains for the time when our physical bodies might be revived. Upon my clumsy end some years ago, I too fell to Mother's place. I hid from her, for she has always disliked me. Just hours ago, I saw Vampirella with Mother. Yes, some of you know of her, the Prodigal. She was Mother's favorite. She made Vampirella a new body and sent her back to Earth. Yes, I see your disgust, and then I saw God's hand rip open the sky. I saw his hand grind Mother to paste upon Hell's floor as if she were an insect. I heard the truth about everything. Look at his body language. He's insane. Seeing Lilith die broke his mind. I have the feeling he's just getting warmed up. Me too. And the vampires must be riveted, otherwise they'd have noticed the smell of food. You. Let's go. I have to find Hemorrhage. God hates us. God is ending the world one piece at a time. Eden is gone. Lilith is gone. Soon I will be gone. The oldest ideas are dying first. By the end of this century, everything will be dead. All dead, everybody in town. We must cheat the millennium. We must kill everyone on Earth while we can, and kill the woman who would stop us. My Nyx. You'd like it here. I doubt that. You're dead! You're dead! You're dead! Did you think your Chaos Whore Nyx could kill me? Nothing can kill me. I can. Ugh! You fed recently. You're full of blood. Listen, I'm making the blood bunch up with my mind, making it slam against the walls of your stomach. Lilith never loved us. I heard her tell Vampirella to hunt us all down and destroy us for good. Vampirella's here in Whitechapel. Lilith sent her here to destroy me, to destroy us. Leave me here. Go up to the city. Start here. Kill her. Kill this world with your mouths. Hemorrhage, look at me. What? You've never looked like this before. I am the daughter of Lilith. Men's minds and bodies are mine to own. I simply never knew that before. Nyx controlled your mind, I can see. She believed she owned you. Look at my face, Hemorrhage. Look. I own you now. You are my creature. Nyx, I love Nyx. I love you. There is no Nyx, not anymore. You think only of me. You would do a thing for me, Hemorrhage. Vampirella, what happened to him? Nyx had a hard grip on his mind. Forcing it off and replacing it with my own appears to have damaged him. The vampires are coming back. Damn! Hemorrhage, listen to me. I need to know how you get to Nyx. I want my revenge, you pathetic little bastard. I opened doors in the air. She taught me how. This can wait. We have a lot of very pissed off people with long, sharp teeth on their way to see us, and it's a fair way till daylight yet. Everyone I know here has died tonight, Vampirella. This can wait. I know, and I'm sorry. We have to stop it happening again. They have enough transport here to move to the next city by night, and the next! And I made a promise to my mother. They're reaching the surface. I can't fight them all off. Think, damn it. You're not a stupid woman. Solve this! You worthless piece of crap. How far does your power reach? No, ignore that. I'm going to tell you how far it reaches. There's only one way to solve this, Sam, but I can't promise any of us will live through it. What the hell? I'm old enough. Right. Listen to my voice. Reach out with your psychokinetic talent. Touch all the blood on and below the city. All, save mine and my companions. Clear? So much. Never tried so much. So much blood hurts. Now rip it all away and throw it at ground level. All right. Hemorrhage, are you returned already? Why does she have a chef's hat on? I heard the door manifest, Hemorrhage. Was she cooking something? I'm curious. This is your mistress Nyx talking to you. I will not have this insolent silence. There you are. Get off the floor this instant, you! It says, I live. Vampirella! For the first time in her life, Mistress Nyx has discovered what terror feels like. Vampirella lives, you are leaving Whitechapel. And, I guess she's done. Yep, there we go. Illustration by Amanda Connor. Okay, familiar with her. Then we have this one. Epilogue, an untold tale between a mother and her daughter. Eden is a place of secrets. My mother is there. Lilith, mother of vampires. Asked her once about her children, our family, if you will. Vampires. She directed me to a patch of herbs growing in a corpse, at a riverside. She told me to eat one. It smells of perfume and tastes of blood. The herb crawls into my light head and begins whispering into the folds of my brain. I groan once, reeling, and the words unfold in my mind. The drug contains history. The history of the vampire. It begins before time starts, when Lilith was cast out of the Garden of Eden by a vengeful god for not submitting to a repressive and repressed husband. From there, she went straight to hell above the banks of the Styx. She fornicated with demons and bore many children. I am in her body. I feel the scratching of lovers from hell submitting to my intelligence and beauty. And when time begins and the first men take their infant steps upon the untouched plains of Earth, I am there too. The first child of Lilith, the first vampire. Time passes and the human cattle of the Veldt move away to make cities, and I, the vampire, move with them. In Lost Assyria, I am rationalized by the magic of primitive thought as the Akimu, one who died in pregnancy, or before love could be fulfilled, returned with hate to frustrate the living. They knew me in Babylon. In a third millennium before Christ, they drew me, and the manner in which I could be stopped. But I couldn't be stopped. Lilith bore many children, more than 100 each day. And we go where the blood goes. In Egypt, I am loved and fed by mortuary cults. In Greece, I am the Lamia, loving and feeding upon their men and children. In Rome, I am appeased by the terrible festival of Lemuria and its ceremonies for the walking dead. The drug puts me in all of their bodies. I think their thoughts for an instant, taste their red meals. I am pierced by the stakes of history. Stakes and worse, they evolve many ways to kill my family. They bless the swords they slaughter each other with and run them through my guts. And they are so convinced of their righteousness. They are no better than I. They kill for fun or hate. I kill for food and I kill no more than I can eat. They immerse me in water. They cremate me and scatter my poor ashes. They extract my heart and boil it in vinegar. They seal me in my warm grave with roses, iron, or rice, and I always come back. All over the world, I come back. In the English Fenlands, the early Anglo-Saxons wrote poetry about me. They love me in their way, and I love them in mine. Loved and feared am I in my endless movement with blood. The Japanese name me Hanya, and they fear my mouth and my tread. No. Their smooth young men hide and tremble at my presence, but their blood hardens when they steal looks at my lips. And the Mexicans call me La Llorona, though, the weeping woman. They understand. I have no real love, only the taste of blood. I am the Rakshasi in India, beautiful and awful here, as in everywhere. Loved by men and feared by them here, as in everywhere. Strange that the vampire takes either gender, but it is the men who fear. We exist outside their tribes, their fear of us handed down like a screaming heirloom from parent to child, century to century. Forever outside, we have a function to them. Their strange societies are made firmer by a threat carefully placed beyond the light of their fires. And as their fires become gaslight, and the gaslight becomes neon, their little house of righteous terror becomes unchanged. They call me by so many different names. The Ananan Angel. The Civitatio. Swalwamix, Talamar, Upyir, and 100 more. But they all mean the same thing. Drinker. The names say nothing of our thoughts, our feelings, the things we need when food is not enough. We are drinkers, things to be killed, things to want when the human mind requires something darker for its sexual fantasies. We are objects. I return to myself, shaken to the core by the drug's red message. I ask my mother, is that it? All we have is fear? And my mother says, not quite. We have their desire too, and their blood. And that shall have to be enough. Cover gallery. Oh, okay, real woman. Oh, I like this piece. Classic style. Vampirella Lives, December 96, art by Joe Quesada. Amazing work there. Another Joe Quesada piece we looked at. Oh, nope, that was the Adam Hughes piece, 97. Amanda Connor, she wrote her name in the blood. Vampirella Lives 3, that's J. Scott Campbell. We are familiar with his work. Not my favorite. It looks better in like his, I believe he's done some Spider-Man books. It's not that great. Cover from Vampirella Lives Collected Edition Hardcover, art by Amanda Connor. We did look at this one. It's a nice piece. Vampirella Lives. Oh, Vampirella Lives. That's it, guys. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed Vampirella Lives. What are we doing next time? I might as well go ahead and let you guys know what the next one is on that list. Okay. So we have one. Oh. Yeah, we have one single homicide book. I don't even know who homicide is, but we're about to find out. And then I'm starting Chastity. Yep. Got three Chastity books that I was required to do. Well, not required. Required. Requested. I was requested to do three Chastity books. So, well, not three. I mean, he wanted several. But I do have some Chastity coming up. I have a complete series of Chastity called Theater of Pain, which I'll be doing. And slowly but surely, we'll be working back through these characters, and we'll be back in Lady Death and Evil Ernie. Yes, Evil Ernie's coming back. Maybe around spring, but we'll have Evil Ernie. Okay, so next week is, of course, going to be The Invisibles and Fathom. And let's see, what else did we do? Like, I'll have to look at everything and, you know, make sure that we're doing everything right. But it should be in The Invisibles and Fathom. And then we'll do, what is it? I think we were supposed to do Spawn. And then something else. So we'll figure it out. I think I pretty much got these. I know I'm missing something, and somebody will say, hey, you forgot about whatever. Well, don't worry. I'll go look through the old videos and make sure, because we want to keep the comics consistent. That's one thing we definitely want to do. Now, as for adult comics, I mean, this one was kind of adult, but we're talking about full-on adult comics. By the way, they're kind of making a comeback. There is a comic called Crave, which I may have mentioned. Crave is available right now from Image Comics. And no, it's not the same writer as the Sunstone and all that stuff. It's a completely different comic. And it's not a Top Cow book either. This is Image. And basically, if you liked a little game we play called Fetish Locator on the main channel, you might like Crave. We cannot read Crave, and the reason for that is it's just too new. The first issue just came out. Like, it's not even finished yet. So, we're going to give it some time, and maybe we'll do Crave later on, like maybe a year or so from now. But there are some other ones we can definitely do, and I'll look into. The guy that did Plastic, he actually did several more. He did Vinyl and a couple others. They don't have anything to do with sex dolls, but, they might be interesting stories in themselves. And don't forget, I just bought pretty much the complete Hellboy. So if anybody wants some Hellboy, which I haven't even really, you know, delved into, let me know. We can also go old school Mask. I've got the old school Mask comics, which I've heard are much different than the old Jim Carrey film. So I've got stuff like that. I've got a lot of stuff. I've got a whole lot of comics that we can do. But, you know, we're just going to try to move along, you know, at a decent pace. And eventually we'll also work through Aspen Comics more. Because, you know, after we get through Fathom, there'll be other stuff that we want to cover. So just look forward to that. There's a lot of stuff that I've got and that I can work on. And, you know, there's always comic bundles coming out all the time. So, you know, it is what it is. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more great comics. Stay tuned.